Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 28, text 9. Kaman abhilashan dino yatayamans cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra taram cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamans cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darang shalalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamang shakanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darang shalalayan. Kaman abhilashan dino yatayamans cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darams cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamams cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darams cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamams cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darams cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamams cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darams cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino yatayamans cha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darans cha lalayan kaman abhilashan dino putra dharmaya vigatatma gati sneha putra dharam shalalayan. Ladies, it's all on you. Your voice is shut. Okay, fair enough. Kaman, objects of enjoyment. Abhilashan, always lusting after. Dina, the poor man. Yatayaman, stale. Cha, also. Kanyaya, by the influence of Kala Kanya. Vigata, lost. Atmagati, real purpose of life. Sneha, attachment to. Putra, sons. Daran, wife. Cha, and. Lalayan, affectionately maintaining. The objects of enjoyment became stale by the influence of Kala Kanya. Due to the continuance of his lusty desires, King Puranjana became very poor in everything. Thus he did not understand the aim of life. He was still very affectionate toward his wife and children, and he worried about maintaining them. Purport. This is exactly the position of present civilization. Everyone is engaged in maintaining the body, home, and family. Consequently, everyone becomes confused at the end of life, not knowing what spiritual life and the goal of human life are. In a civilization of sense gratification, there cannot be spiritual life, because a person thinks only of this life. Although the next life is a fact, no information is given about it. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raghunathan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindabaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshako Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vash Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kaman abhilashan dino yata yaman strakanyaya vigatatma gati sneha putra darangs chalalayan. Kaman abhilashan dino yata yaman strakanyaya. Kaman abhilashan, kamo pabhoga parama. He made sense gratification his business in life, and therefore he was always desiring the objects of sense gratification. Objects of sense gratification means for the tongue, some nice taste, for the eyes, something nice to see, for the ears, something nice to hear. For the sense of touch, something soft or pleasing to the touch. Something for the belly, something for the genitals, something. Always desiring something for sense gratification. Kama kami. In Bhagavad Gita. Sashantim apnoti nakama kami. What is that? Apuryamanam achalam pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat. Tadvat kaman yas pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakamakam. Kamakami means a person who's desiring to desire. His whole life is built upon desire and the increase of desire and the satisfaction of desire, heightening desires, and then satisfying those desires. Just like pornography, it's meant for increasing desires, right? If your desire increases, then the satisfaction is supposed to increase. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the lusty desires are never satisfied. They're never satisfied. They simply burn like fire, but they're never satisfied. Dushpurena analena cha. So this man had built his whole life around sense gratification, increasing desire and going after the objects of desire. But now, yatayaman chakanya, by the influence of old age, all the objects of desire became stale. They became stale. No taste. Yata yaman gatarasam. In the Bhagavad Gita, food in the mode of ignorance is described as yata yaman gatarasam. Stale, tasteless. So all the objects of sense enjoyment became like that for him. He might want to eat some sweets, but he couldn't digest them. So sweets become painful or a sort of frustrating. He'd like to have the sweets, but he knows that if he eats the sweets, he'll have an upset stomach. Because he's an old man, he can't eat sweets. Or there's simply no taste. Just like when the ears deteriorate, your hearing goes bad, you can't hear, there's nothing, the sound is muffled, it's not distorted, it's not there. No taste also, it starts to deteriorate, like a man with jaundice. Has anyone here had jaundice? You have. Yes? No? Jaundice, the skin turns yellow, and you've had it, right? Then what happens? Nothing has any taste, right? When you have jaundice, nothing has any taste. You look at food, and it's like pointless. You take a bite of something and it's like sawdust or something. There's just no taste to it. Because the liver has gone bad. And when the liver goes bad, then that's what happens. There's no taste. No, you can't think about eating anything. There's just no taste. In old age, it becomes like that. The idea is there of eating. You could think about having kachoris and samosas and all sorts of things. But if you were to eat them, you couldn't actually digest them. And anyway, they don't have any taste. There's just no taste there. Sex life. You could think about it. But you can't do it. So there's no enjoyment there. There's nothing to enjoy. There's just the idea of enjoyment. But the object of enjoyment no longer becomes enjoyable. is useless. There's some proverb, what's the use of a young wife for an old man? Dina, poor man, poor miserable guy. He wants to enjoy. His whole life is meant for enjoyment. And now he can't enjoy. There's nothing's enjoyable anymore. And still they're trying. Well, best if you don't sit that way, with your feet facing him. Thank you. Prabhupada saw in Paris when he was there that old men in their 70s and 80s are going to some club, you know, to see naked women or whatever. But they're old men. What can they enjoy? Well, that's the dina, the poor position of this old man. He wants to enjoy. Life is meant for enjoyment. And now he can't enjoy. Nothing is enjoyable anymore. And why? Vigata atmagati. And he's lost the real purpose of life. He's lost the real purpose of life. He's given up the real purpose of life. Or he never knew the real purpose of life. Nate vidu swartha katim hi Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahirartamanina. He didn't know that the real goal of life is Vishnu, Krishna. And instead, he's hoping against hope that he'll enjoy the material things. But he's not able to do it. So vigata atmagati. Atmagati, the real goal of life, is vigata, lost. Lost. The Chanakya Pandit says, shannamitte param tyag. If one gives up the eternal for the temporary, he loses everything. He loses the eternal because he gave it up. And he loses the temporary because it's temporary. That which is temporary will be lost, just like here. The satisfaction of material desires was temporary, and now it's impossible. So it's lost. So he's lost the temporary because it was temporary. And he's lost the eternal because he gave it up for the temporary. He gave up what was real for the false. So now he's lost what's real because he gave it up. And he's lost what's false because it was false. It was never there to begin with. It was never substantial. And Chanakya says, and if you give up the temporary for the eternal, you don't lose anything. You gain the eternal, and what you lose wasn't there anyway. Or it was going to be lost anyway. So if you give up the temporary for the eternal, you don't lose anything. But if you give up the eternal for the temporary, you lose all. Therefore, one should. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said, yattaragre ishvishyendriya samyogat yattaragre mritopamam parināme viṣamiva tatsukam rajasam smritam. Happiness in the mode of passion is like nectar in the beginning, but poison at the end.
Here we see poor old man. Sense gratification has become like poison. It was nectar in the beginning. Now, poison. And yattaragre vishamiva pariname mritopamam tatsukam sattvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. There's another happiness which is like poison in the beginning. Austerity. Restriction. But pariname mritopamam. At the end, it's like nectar. Tatsukam sattvikam propam. That's happiness in the mode of goodness. Atmabuddhi prasadajam, which gives spiritual understanding and satisfaction. When the body is ruined, the person who's taking pleasure on the spiritual platform is still all right. His happiness is not ruined because it didn't depend on the body. His happiness is still there. But the person whose happiness was completely focused on enjoyment of the body and its senses, now his enjoyment is destroyed. Therefore, Rishabhdev Maharaj advises his sons, Nayam deha deha bhajam nirloke kashtam kaman arhate vidbhujamya. My dear sons, don't waste your life for the same happiness that the stool eaters get. Stool eaters means the hogs. They like to eat stool. So Rishabhdev Maharaj says, don't waste your life for that. Rather, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam yasmad sudhyed brahmasokyam tvanantam. Better to undergo, to accept tapasya, voluntary restriction, voluntary austerity, for the sake of getting unlimited happiness. The poor man here has given up the unlimited happiness of spiritual life, and now he's losing even the limited happiness of material life. Dina. So he's the poorest man. He's lost everything. And the person who takes up Krishna consciousness will be happy in this life and the next. Sneha putra dharan chalalayan. And the poor man is preoccupied with his wife, with his children, full of affection for them, thinking of them. But he can't stay with them. He's going to have to leave the scene. He can't do anything for them. They don't even care about him anymore. They'll be happy when he's no longer. They won't say it, but they'll be grateful when that day comes and the old man is no longer costing money, no longer complaining about his head, about his liver, about his legs, about his this, about his that. They won't mind when he's gone. Maybe the wife will even find someone else. Sons will be happy. They'll take over the business. They'll divide the inheritance, the wife and sons. No, they're not worried about it. They're not at all worried about his leaving.
But he's worried about them. He's worried about them. And there's nothing he can do. He can't maintain them. He can't help them. But he's insanely attached to them. What about my wife? What about my children? They're dependent on me. They're not dependent on him. But in this way, he's focused on the material bodily attachments. He's about to die, and he's thinking about his wife. He's thinking about his children. He's thinking about this body. That means dehantara prapti. Again, he'll have to get another body. And that means manushya janma paya Radha Krishna nabhadiya. Because he hasn't worshipped Radha and Krishna. Now his life is a failure. Parabhava. Parabhava stavada bodha jatari yavana jigyasata atma tattvam. He hasn't inquired about spiritual realization. He's wasted his human form of life. Now he's going to lose everything. And his life is a failure. After millions and millions of births, he's finally got this human form of life, and now he's going to lose this life, and we don't know whether he'll come back as a human being or what, but we know he won't get freedom from material existence. That means his life is a failure. And Prabhupada points out the whole modern civilization is based on this failure model. It's based on a way of life that is a failure. It has no purpose except the purpose of enjoying that which has to be lost. Therefore, the end of that civilization, or the end of life in that civilization, is frustration, disappointment, anxiety, worry, disappointment, bewilderment, confusion. That's the final point of his life, to be frustrated, bitter, miserable, sad, confused, attached to what he can't hold on to. Can judge the direction by where it finally takes you. This is where the road finally leads. Now that's the road on which the modern civilization takes us. The road to nowhere, the road to frustration. And the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pratipadam Purnamrita Sharanam, it takes us to happiness at every step. The happiness of Krishna consciousness is not dependent on the material senses or the material sense objects. Antarjyoti, it's coming from within. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama padena so param brahma vidhiyate. The absolute truth is called Rama because the transcendentalists get unlimited spiritual pleasure from the association of Rama, the devotional service of Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now, that Brahmasaukhyam Tvanantam, that happiness is available to the transcendentalists who are chanting Hare Krishna. They come in touch with Krishna. Yam labdva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tatam. What was that before that? Indriya grama. Let's see. Sukham atyantikam yattad buddhi grayam atindriyam veti yatra nachayavayam stitas chalati tattvatah. He enjoys himself from within through transcendental senses, not the gross material senses, by self-realization, atma buddhi prasadam. So he experiences Pradipadam Purnamrita Shadam. At every step, there's transcendental nectar, transcendental happiness by the association of Krishna, by the service of Krishna. And at the end of life, he goes on thinking of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna, serving Krishna. In whatever. Doesn't matter what the service is. Just hearing about Krishna, that's also service. As long as he can be engaged somehow or other, by hearing, by chanting, he's in transcendental bliss. It's not dependence on this material body. It's coming, as Prabhupada says, directly from the spiritual platform. Therefore, real civilization is the civilization of Krishna consciousness, cultivated throughout life and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Ante Narayana Smriti, at the end, he remembers Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, he goes back to Krishna. Antakale chamam eva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam. What is that? Yati nastyat prasangshaya. Because at the time of leaving this body, he thinks of Krishna. He remembers Krishna. Therefore, he undoubtedly attains the transcendental nature of Krishna. He gets a spiritual body in the spiritual world. Okay, some questions? Yes? Hare Krishna. Is there going to be ultimate salvation? No. Will there be ultimate salvation for everyone after so many lifetimes? No, it's not that the clock ticks, and then when it gets to 500 or 700 or 800 lifetimes, then the slate is wiped clean and everybody gets salvation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even if everyone were in the world were to go back to Godhead, the world would fill up again. This planet is only one planet out of so many. Therefore, the material world is more or less permanent. There's always someone with a criminal mentality. So there's always work to do. And we can't expect that, well, just if we're lucky, we'll reach that point where you know, everything is wound up and we'll go back to Godhead. We have to do it. We have to take to the process, not just wait for the clock to tick.
Souls are still falling from the spiritual sky.
Still falling from the spiritual sky? The spiritual sky, there's no time. You can't figure it out. Still falling. Eternally fallen. Fallen since time immemorial. Has a desire. Truck washed you out. Start again. The truck wiped you out. Try again.
The living entity in this material world sometimes get the desire to become a devotee of Krishna. Now, even through performing devotional service, some certain activities or some certain habits draws out the devotee away from devotional service. Why he is not desiring that?
Why is he not?
He's not desiring to stop devotional service.
Not desiring to do what?
To give up devotional service. He wants to be a devotee, but sometimes it's like circumstances or something.
Yeah, there's some infection. This material world means that we're infected. And the lucky living entity gets the seed of the cure by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of the spiritual master. But it's not that as soon as he takes the pill, he's cured. He has to very strictly follow the regimen, because he's not sometimes in a patient. We know, because we're patients are generally impatient. If we're supposed to take the pills for 6 weeks, after 4 weeks we think, well, that's enough. If we're supposed to do, you know, some exercise for 15 minutes a day, after 5 minutes a day we say, well, that'll do it. We're not supposed to eat something for 3 weeks. After 2 weeks, we think, good enough. And then what happens? We risk relapse. We risk relapse. Because we didn't follow strictly. Just like antibiotics, you have to take them for the time that it's said. You know, aspirin, you take it or you don't take it. But antibiotics, they have a cycle. If it's 2 weeks and you take it for 1 week, you might as well not have taken it. It won't be effective. Or other things, you know, you take them, but you have to be cured. So sometimes we prematurely think that we're cured, so we don't have to follow so strictly, then relapse. Or, just by the nature of this material world, the aspiring devotee comes in touch with material influence, and if he's not strong enough, he can be overwhelmed. Therefore, he's advised, keep in the company of devotees. And even if your strength may not always be the best, you'll be with others, so you'll be protected. Bhakta Shanivas, one is advised. Tandera Chanana Shevi, Bhakta Shanivas. Always to be engaged in devotional service to the spiritual master and acharyas in the association of devotees, then one's in the safe position. And kirtaniya sadahari, trinadapi shuni chena, turorapi sishun. One always remain humble. If we become puffed up, now I'm a devotee, now I'm a big devotee, now I'm a senior devotee, now I'm an expert devotee, and we become puffed up, and then we fall down. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, always remain humble and meek. Trinadapi shuni chaina. Humbler than the grass. Everyone walks on the grass. And the grass never says, hey, who do you think you are walking on me? No, go on walking on me, that's all right. Tarori vasihishnuna. And the tree, people pick its fruit, people take its leaves, people carve their initials into it, people pull off the branches. The tree never says, I've had enough. No, you can sit on me, you can sit under me, continue to take from me whatever you want. Tree never protests. Trinadapi shuni chena turori basihishnuna. Amanina amanadena. Kirtaniya sadah. Not desiring respect, but always giving respect to others. In that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one can go on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kaviraj Goswami says we should make a necklace of this verse and keep it around our neck for constant remembrance. It doesn't mean you go to Vrindavan and you have them make a physical necklace. Sometimes you can do that, devotees do. But the real point is, always keep it in mind. Trinadapi shuni chena turodapi sihishna. Amanina amanadeva. Our problem is that we're puffed up. So we're advised to cultivate the opposite mentality. To be very humble and meek. Is that all right? Something else? Hare Krishna.
All right, to make the point you said, the leader see through the eyes. The leader see through his eyes.
I can't hear you.
The king will see through his spies.
King sees through his spies. Yeah.
So the spiritual leadership, do we need spies?
Do we need spies spiritually? We're not kings. The other thing a king needs is good advisors. A king without good advisors is lost. So we need good advisors. Who do you want to spy on? King needs spies to spy on his enemies. But a devotee doesn't have enemies. He doesn't think this person is my enemy, that person is my enemy. He just needs good advisors. Spiritual master. Advanced devotees. That's also Chanakya. Someplace he says that king without advisors, a woman in another man's house, and trees by the side of a river go to quick destruction. And a tree is too close to the riverbank and fall in. A woman in another man's house, forget it. And a king without advisors.
We should always stay under the expert advice of the bona fide spiritual master. Yes?
And Maharaj, it's only in the Gita, Krishna said that the living entity acts helplessly, is helpless.
Mm.
You know, in his activities, he's being controlled by material nature.
Mm.
And he acts according to this in his purpose count. So maybe the devotee wants to be the devotee.
Therefore, we should take shelter of the spiritual nature. Because we're helpless under the control of the material nature. Therefore, Mahatmanas tu mam parta daivim prakritim ashrit. The devotee takes shelter of the spiritual energy. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. O spiritual energy of Krishna, O Krishna, please engage me in your service.
Yeah, my question is, even though he has the strong desire to do these things, but due to his previous activity or karma, he may be restrained even from doing that, what he knows that he's supposed to do. So that may also be an obstacle for him to...
Arjuna says, why is someone compelled to do something that he knows isn't good? He knows it's the wrong way to go. Why is he compelled to do it? Kamesha krodhesha rajaguna samudbhava. Krishna says it's kama, it's lusty desire. But then Krishna doesn't say, well, that's it, you might as well give up. Nothing you can do about lusty desire. Tasmat tvam indriyanyado niyamya bharatarshapa. Papmanam prajahi yenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Therefore, from the very beginning, one should control the senses, niyamya. One should fight against this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhyap param manaha manasastu parabhutir yo buddhe paritastu sa. Senses are higher than dull matter. Higher than the senses is the mind. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. And higher than the intelligence is the soul. Evam buddhe param buddhva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasam. Therefore, with steady intelligence, one should control the mind and senses and destroy this enemy in the form of lusty desires.
Where the lust didn't seem to be stronger than the previous, even at
times. Lust may be stronger than intelligence, therefore the intelligence needs help. Therefore we have so many books, therefore we have the direction of the spiritual master. Therefore we have this process of devotional service, because the intelligence can be overwhelmed by the mind, by the senses. Therefore, the intelligence also is not all powerful. It needs help from the spiritual platform. The purified intelligence will do the needful.
So, Mara, in this sense, can we conclude that spiritual advancement is based on one previous
Based on
one's karma?
No, you can't conclude that devotional service is based on karma. Devotional service is independent. Whoever gets the seed of devotional service from the bona fide spiritual master in Krishna, he can make progress. You may do pious activities for millions of births and still not get the opportunity. But a fortunate person who gets the opportunity for devotional service can attain perfection. Ahaituki apratiyata. Devotional service is not subject to the laws of karma. And no one who could say, well, I'm a woman, so I can't, what can you expect? Or I'm a this or a that, what can you expect? Everyone can engage in devotional service by faithfully carrying out the orders of the bona fide spiritual master in Krishna. No excuses. Well, my karma is not letting me. That's a cop out. Yes.
Alright, you were the Peter Prabhu was asking about the enemies of the When he was asking about the spies for king, the king have to have his spies. He mentioned that the devotee does not have an enemy. But on answering to this also, you mentioned about lust, greed, and anger, they are the enemies.
Yeah, but you don't want to spy on lust.
So, what are the spies for those things? Is it the Chunapit?
If you think in terms of spies, Pashanti Gyana Chakshusha. One who sees with eyes of knowledge can see everything. So if you want to think in terms of spies, get yourself a Gyana Chakshu, eyes of knowledge. Then you can see before you get hit. That's what spies are supposed to do, warn you that the enemy is attacking from such and such side. If you have eyes of knowledge, then you'll see. Oh, wait a second, this girl's coming on like, I'm going to make you happy for the rest of your life, and here I just want to do a little service for you, Prabhu. The person who has eyes of knowledge knows what's coming. Person who doesn't have those eyes, he just sees what's presented in the beginning. Person who has eyes of knowledge, he sees what's coming at the end.
In the process, before now, like when the husband leaves the body.
When the what? Yeah.
Why is it that when the woman leaves the body, the husband doesn't enter?
When the husband leaves the body, the woman enters the fire. Why doesn't it go the other way? Why doesn't the husband enter the fire of the wife? For the wife to die thinking of the husband is advisable. For the husband to die thinking of the wife is not advisable. Also, because the woman is dependent. A chaste woman, in the absence of her husband, thinks, now what will I do? I'm completely dependent on my husband. So she feels that it would be easier to die than to live in the absence of my husband. But the husband should not feel dependent on the wife. Shouldn't think, now my wife is gone, how will I live? Husband is stronger. Of course, now entering the fire is no longer expected. They used to feel it that strongly. Now it's like you get over it. Anyway, that's the reason.
Thank you so much. My question is, we want to experience Krishna consciousness. We want to taste the bliss of Krishna consciousness. We have been hearing the wonderful nature of Krishna consciousness. But because of our attachment to matter, because of our attachment to our senses, because of our attachment to our mind and intelligence, we are not able to break through to really experience what is Krishna consciousness.
Therefore, we have to stick to the process. It's not that we're not able. It takes time, that's all. Nishchayat Dharyat, Rupa Goswami says, we should be confident that the process will work, but we should be determined because it takes time. Therefore, we have to be patient. That's all. It's not that we can't become Krishna conscious. It's that we have to be enthusiastic, confident, patient, follow the rules and regulations, because it doesn't work if you don't follow it. The result will be there.
Some devotees, they feel after a while they're not experiencing this anymore.
My?
Some devotees, after a while, they feel well. I hear so much about the pleasures of devotional serving, but I'm not experiencing it. So they fall back.
That's their misfortune. They're expecting instant results, and when they don't get them, they're disappointed. Or they're expecting within a month or a year, I'll be a pure devotee and everything will be perfect. Prabhupada gave the example. The woman gets married. If on the wedding day she says, well, now I'm married, where's my child? Doesn't work that way. Just be patient, serve your husband. Because you're married, after some time you'll have a child, but not immediately. Yes. Yeah.
But if you don't have the prasad, and the fellow is maybe crying and...
Therefore, always have prasad. Yes. Always have books, always have prasad, always have some card, maha mantra, so that you can always give them something. Real charity. Not the charity that they'll misuse. In Bombay, there are so many beggars on the street. So the devotees who are traveling in cars, they always bring some prasadam. And usually it's kids who are begging, so they'll get some prasadam. Or even older people. They get the prasadam, they're happy. Even now they expect that they'll get prasadam. They're satisfied. Yes, we're getting prasadam. Yeah, therefore, that's charity in the mode of ignorance. We're advised to give charity to the Brahmins, not to the poor, homeless drunkards. Now, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the householders, they should give something anyway. Because otherwise you're hard-hearted. You say, no, no, he's in the mode of ignorance. I'm not going to give anything. And then you keep it for your own sense gratification. You become hard-hearted. So he said, give little something. You know, your few coins are not going to destroy his life. You may give a little something. Best thing is still prasadam.
The thing I worry is when you give the coin and the fellow misuses it.
Yeah.
Do you share in the reaction?
Generally, yes. Therefore, it's charity in the mode of ignorance. We're giving money for sinful activities. Therefore, better to give prasadam, which actually helps him. Still, little something you may give, but prasadam is the best charity. Sorry, don't have any money, but take this. Parents want money? Yeah. Yeah, for maintaining parents. If your parents actually, you know, are dependent, then you should. But then again, you know, if they're getting on and they just want a little extra cigarette money, that's not your job. Anyway, they have to live somehow. But again, the best thing is give them prasadam.
If possible.
Yeah, as far as possible.
Your second program is on. Your second TV program.
Oh, it's on today.
It's on. I don't recall.
It's on right now.
Yeah, they're watching.
Okay. So, would you like to be released so you can watch? Okay. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.